And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Rory Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, the 22nd day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. We've been discussing gardening. If you want to call in and opine or ask a question, the number is 512-248-8252. And, Rick, we've already got our first caller. And that is Jim in New York.
Go ahead.
Good morning, Jim.
Oh, hi. You know, I just... really breaks my heart what's going on with this COVID situation. I know so many people...
Jim, did you hear that a lot of places now are starting to do away... Excuse me. I don't know if you saw it or not, but what am I trying to say? England proper, not necessarily Scotland and Wales and Ireland, are doing away with all these COVID protocols, the masking, the work from home, the COVID passport. Boris Johnson got up a few days ago and said, "We're done." So that's a good sign. Maybe we're starting to creep out of this.
I hope so. I mean, I live in the New York City area. And I just see so many people who are coerced through their jobs. If you want to keep your job, you've got college students who have to get the vaccine. And it really just is depressing. And, you know, I'm afraid of that. It seems, from what I see, and, you know, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound negative, but looks like Americans are going to hang separately. It's everyone out for themselves. I know people, they're moving, which I don't blame them, but that's not a long-term solution. It's a short-term solution. Others are getting fake COVID passes. I mean, why should they play those games? There's no unity. And I'm sorry. It just seems to me that Americans are going to hang separately. What do you think?
Rick, I'll let you take this.
Well, this is not, let me see if I can boil this down to 60 seconds. I don't want to waste your 5 minutes here. The way I think this is going to play out is that the Federal Reserve is going to continue. If they say they're going to, no, I'm still talking about your question. They say they're going to try to get a handle on inflation by raising rates. It is widely suggested by economic minds and other gurus that once they start approaching 2% or 2.5%, they're going to collapse every bank in the place. When these banks collapse, it's not just going to be here. It will be all over the world, except with the possible exception of Russia and China. The reason that will happen is because the debt burden right now is so outrageously large that to pay 2% interest on it is completely impossible. Okay, so at the point that we see this financial collapse, which a lot of people say that's the first half of this year, we're going to have to wait and see about that. But at that point, we're going to have a whole bunch of choices thrust on all of us all at once. So hang separately? I don't think so. Die together? Maybe. Or learn to take care of ourselves, take care of one another together. I mean, I think this is, I mean, I definitely see the glass as half full, half empty. I think when these evildoers are out of the way, when they finally hammer, when they finally hang themselves with their own rope, I think we're going to find something maybe positive at the end of that. But please continue.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. To me, where I live, you know, you guys are in rural Missouri, but where the city is, it just seems there's no unity, and everyone's out for themselves, and it's very depressing. But that's all
Jim, I do have one question. How will you promote unity? What would be your, do you have an idea of any kind?
I don't know, because the first guy who goes out and protests will get in trouble. And, you know, like they have the truckers being restricted in Canada. And if all the truckers went on strike, every trucker in the U.S., they could end this. But, you know, then they're not gonna. Guys have families to take care of.
Right, and not only that, Jim, if they did that, people would literally start dying on the first day.
And it just seems...
By the third day.
Yeah, well, but thanks for taking my call.
People depend on next day delivery for medicines and stuff like that.
Right,
But, you know, it's just very depressing, and thanks for letting me vent, and you guys
have
a wonderful weekend.
Thanks, Jim.
You too, Jim. Thank you. Okay, Rick. You know, in a way, Jim is right. It's hard to organize people if people aren't interested in getting organized, you know?
I think when it happens,
it'll happen all at once.
Yeah, let me put a finer point on this. So we have a collective experience called a collapse of the currency collapses or whatever. Okay, now we are organized. We're all in the same pot of soup. We are suddenly...
Right.
The organized collective. We didn't volunteer to organize. We are now all on the same side of the fence by circumstances beyond our control. What I'm saying is, I think that is exactly what it would take to create a situation where. We sort of go back to the 50s. I mean, that's not really quite true because we still have cryptocurrencies in the metaverse. But we go back to a simpler way of life in that we start to find value in all of the things that the millennials kind of discarded or they said was out of fashion. You know, we start finding value in community, and in the simple things like creating your own food or getting some skills. So yeah, I see what he's saying, but some days I sure feel like that, you know. And it hasn't been, you know, since yesterday that you know I looked at somebody and said, yeah, I hope you've been vaxxed like 2-3 times. You know, which of course makes me a murderer. You know, I get it. I vacillate wildly in my thinking. Some days I'm okay, and some days I'm not. But let me say this, and I wanted to bring this up. Speaking of not constantly complaining about where you're at and how you didn't win the lottery and, you know, how people don't treat you the way you want. There is a product out there that will solve all of these problems. It is called an Aura Frame, A-U-R-A, Aura Frame. Have you ever heard of it?
I No, I don't think I have.
Let me tell you what this thing does. It's an 8x10 frame that uses the same kind of charging cord that a phone does, except it's not, it's or a musical device. It's really more like a, it's got a different tip on it. What this thing does is it connects to your internet. Okay, you connect it to your internet, and then you download their simple free app. It's called Aura, A-U-R-A. And then from there, you go, there's a big button, you click Add Pictures, and you will send a picture of your beloved wife, of your children, of moments in time, of your favorite dog, and they're all my favorite, of anything that pops into your head. You take a picture of an amazing flower. Speaking of which, did you get those pictures, that picture?
Yes, I did. They look amazing.
Isn't that ridiculous? Folks,
yeah.
So at the end of the year, you may remember that my full sun coleus, I took cuttings off all the tips, and I rooted them, and I got them on a roll-around rack under LED lights. And Tim can tell you, it is just, it is crazy looking. They're like stained glass.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah, they're gorgeous. Anyway, so you take a picture like that, and you just hit Add Picture, and you pick the picture, and you click Send, and that starts showing up on your frame. To the fastest setting, these pictures go by every 15 seconds. It can even support live shots that are up to like 15 seconds. So if you've got your camera set on live, I've got pictures of my grandkids blowing bubbles, and what you'll do is after you've got, you know, a bunch of pictures in there, sit down in front of that thing and watch it, okay? Watch it for 10 minutes. And remember when I said this thing will cure what ails you? After you watch all this stuff go by for 10 minutes, you're going to say, what in the hell have I been complaining about? God has taken such amazing care of me. He has done more for me than I ever deserved. I am the most gifted person. I have been gifted by God. I don't know what I know I didn't win the lottery, but you know what? Maybe I did. Looking at these pictures.
Well, that's the way I look at it too. You know, I was thinking a few nights ago that, you know, I can't believe all the family, 8 grandchildren now. You know, what we have that's bought and paid for here in this farm in the house. You know, yeah, we just lost our car, haven't been able to buy a new one because they're getting so expensive. But,
sure.
You know, I am lucky, or not lucky, I am blessed. Blessed is the word, not lucky. And so what if I haven't won the lottery? Sure, there's things I could do with the money. But I am content, Chris.
If you look at the people that did win the lottery, they're further from heaven than you are. It has screwed up almost everybody's life. Anybody who won that kind of sum of money, it just sent them to hell in a handbasket. So I'm just saying. So on Amazon now, you don't lose your mind. One of their medium quality frames is about $199. But I'm going to tell you that if you would like to gift yourself or your whole family all at once, get one of these things. And by the way, I'm not done. There's one more thing. There is an invitation in there. You can send it to your kids. I don't care where they are. If they are somewhere else in another state and they take a cool picture of something they're doing or the grandkids, they can automatically upload that to your frame and it will show up. And all of a sudden, you'll have, you know, a couple new pictures from someplace else that you never saw before. It is the most amazing invention on the planet. This is better than sliced bread. So I'm just saying. So you might, I mean, Mother's Day, birthdays, Father's Day, you know, whatever excuse you can come up with to get somebody this frame, I'm telling you right now, My son gave us one, I think, for Mother's Day or Father's Day about 2 years ago. This thing is just as much fun as a barrel of monkeys. I mean, it is great. Not as much fun as a pair of ferrets, but close. So
yeah, I'm sitting here looking at them right now on Amazon.
Oh, dude, you gotta
do it. At least now I know what you're talking about.
Well, you don't need the real decorative one. There's no point in that. Fact of the matter is, when you're looking at it, the picture is like 8x10. The picture, when it's lit up, you can't really see what the frame looks like anyway. So, you know, if you buy a super decorative frame. So I got that one that is like $199. That's the one I got. And it is a breeze to work. Anybody can use it. You don't have to be a techie or anything. It's just simple. You just hit add a picture. It'll automatically take you to your pictures. There's a little circle. Touch it. You'll get a check mark. Add photo. Boom. That's it. It's in the frame. And it, you can take them out, too, if you don't like them. You know, somebody posts something goofy. Although, honestly, I've had the thing for 2 years and nobody has ever put anything stupid up there. But then again, you know, my children are brilliant, so they wouldn't do that. But just in case you got a black sheep out there, you can straighten up the mess real quick. I wanted to bring that
up.
What's that?
I said, if you catch it, you can straighten it up. Does this go to the whole web? Or is this like a private sphere thing?
It's private. You have an invitation. You will send somebody an invitation when you download, like your children. Send them an invitation. They will accept it. And when they accept it, then they can upload a photo. So, you know, don't send an invitation to Jay Powell or anything like that. Keep it close. Yeah, keep it tight. Anyway, you're going to love it. I promise you're going to love it. And when you watch it for a while, you're going to get this feeling of thankfulness. You're going to be like, man, I'm better off than I thought I was. Anyway, am I stepping on callers here?
No. I don't believe so. Okay. Let me look. I was looking up this. No callers right now.
All right. Okay, so I would say this. Now, you know, there is some fascinating financial stuff out there that I want to bring up before we lose the opportunity to do it.
All right, where do we want to start, Rick?
Well, there's no point in really screwing around with Bitcoin right now. I mean,
it's
being heavily manipulated by the whales, by the big boys, and as they do it, they continue to accumulate it. I do believe they're going to keep scooping it up until we hit a supply shock wall, and then the price is just going to go parabolic.
I hope you're right, because... You know, I've lost, you know, compared to what I had, let's say, 2 months ago, since I was hodling it, you know, I'm down better than 70%.
Well, and a lot of people are. I don't see this as a problem. I think what will happen is at some point here soon, this stuff will consolidate and it will go to
a brand new
all-time high.
Well, I think it'll go too. I'm just ready for it to happen before my account goes to zero.
Yeah, it'll go into six figures probably by summer, and it'll be interesting to talk about it. But we want to talk about silver. That's what we want to talk about.
All right, we'll talk about it as soon as the break's over. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 512-248-8252.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Rural Survival Show on RBN. Today is Saturday, the 22nd day of January in the year of our Lord, 2022. Rick and I are about ready to jump into a discussion about silver, and this is something I'm really looking forward to, Rick. Where do we want to start?
Yes. Well, let's just start with the inherent shortage that we have, and I'm going to liken this to the situation going on with Bitcoin. You know, we're being bluffed. There's a double fake and go, a head fake going on with Bitcoin and with silver. There are entities out there who don't want you to understand what the value of Bitcoin is, or silver for that matter. The conspiracies circulating around Bitcoin have not been going on nearly as long as it has with silver. I gave somebody some silver for Christmas instead of money, and actually, let me rephrase this. I gave them money instead of currency.
Right.
And when I told them that it was much scarcer than gold, they thought I was being funny, but I'm not.
No,
there is a lot of gold on this planet, but not a lot of silver.
Correct.
And then we go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I just said correct. And the problem is with inflation, the miners are reaching a point where it's no longer profitable to mine because of this fix in silver prices and gold prices. The difference between silver and gold is silver is also an industrial metal, and it's getting
there
used
right
up
there.
As fast as it's being mined.
Right.
So
yeah, and we have the green. We have the green agenda. Everything green is using relatively large amounts of silver. It doesn't whether it's solar panels, you know, our Tesla batteries. It doesn't matter. It's a lot of silver. It is widely opined that when silver goes up, they will finally start trying to get silver out of panels and out of cell phones, anywhere they can find it. In fact, they suggest that silver mines will start popping up all over the place just because of this problem. Now, I'm going to say that's speculative and somewhere in the future, and I'm so old that now I can't appreciate, you know, I'm not really excited about what's going to happen, say 10 years from now.
Well, you know, Rick, right here in my county, there's a huge vein of silver, but they've deemed it as part of the strategic reserve. Now, you usually think about that in oil, but just like the Grand Canyon, where so much gold is, you know, again, government control.
Government control. So the question that has been posed lately is, when our currency collapses and they reboot, everybody assumes that they would try to put us on some sort of a gold standard of some kind, so that the citizens would have confidence in their new currency. Well, you know, I'm calling BS on that, but they're suggesting maybe silver also will be one of the backings of our new currency. I'm not even going to get into the CBDC, the central bank digital currency. All that is the U.S. dollar with tracking capability. Okay,
right. You go. Nothing changes.
You go down. You go to the grocery store, now they know where you are. You go up to the gas station, they still know where you are. You know, you go home.
And what you bought, and how much you were willing to pay for it.
Yeah, no privacy with the central bank digital currency. But, so to that end, around here anyway, for the last month or two, there is a silver panic going on, and there isn't any silver around to be had.
The only way I know to get it is paying a huge premium and buying it online, and then there are records, as you keep specifying, but that's the only way I'm able to buy it. Nobody says it's here at my house.
Well, there are a couple of 100-ounce bars here in town that you can buy without leaving paper records of your acquisitions, your expenses. However, you're talking, a chunk of metal for $2,700. I wouldn't normally walk into a store with that much cash on me. So, you know, maybe 10-ounce bars, maybe.
I look at those size bars, Rick, as, you know, when everything goes flat, buying the farm across the road or something. You know, that's what I look at those big ones for.
Sure.
And boy, already, time for a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com.
I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. And today is Saturday, the 22nd day of January in the year of our Lord 2022. But anyway, Rick and I are getting ready to discuss silver, or actually we've already started. So let's jump right back into it, Rick.
Yeah, silver. So there is... There are people out there who are very, very bright, one of them would be Rafi Farber. This guy is Jewish. He's out of Israel. He is suggesting that in an inflationary event, which we're supposed to have, well, we're in the middle of, supposed to get worse. We're in it. He's suggesting that Bitcoin won't help you. He is saying that even if the value of property inflates, and even if food inflates, not everybody is going to. How can I say this? Not everybody wants to buy a house right now, so that really is not the crux of the issue. The issue would be that in a hyperinflationary or a highly inflationary environment, what people really need is money. That solves the problem. Although we can go on and on about I can call stored up food money easily. But it's fascinating to me that, you know, in this particular case, money, we're not talking about currency. He's talking about gold and silver specifically. And what he is, what he is suggesting, what he is suggesting here is that in this particular environment, inflation will accelerate, and the Fed is not going to be able to raise rates beyond 2 or 3%. Okay, so what we have is too much money being printed and thrown into the economy willy-nilly. We have too much money chasing too few goods, which creates instantly an inflationary state. In order to get around that, this is going to force into existence at the local level another currency, local currencies, possibly 90% silver, junk silver, in other words, U.S. silver that's before 64. It's going to force into existence, by necessity, a black market, okay? It's fascinating to me because that is exactly, when I heard this guy laying out the problem, that is exactly what I was suggesting would be the issue, would be that in a hyperinflationary situation, people will still want to live. They will still have to do business. They will have to figure out something, and they will. They always do, and they always have, and they always will. So, you know, you'll have maybe some forms of local currency. Possibly they will accept Bitcoin, maybe. I don't know. Certainly they will accept silver, but it's going to force into existence a black market situation. And by the way, this is nothing new. You see this.
Well, black market infers an illegal market. I would just like to call it bartering.
It is bartering. Bartering is peer-to-peer trade without intervention or the permission of the U.S. government. It is peer-to-peer whatever. it's interesting. The definition of money is really just something that facilitates trade. In other words, you know, Joe's got a cow, Eddie's got a pig. The cow is 1,200 pounds. The pig is 2. The pig is 90% useful in terms of slaughter. The cow is only about 50%. So we still have a vast discrepancy in what's going on with meat. So something needs to happen. You can't trade the cow for the pig. So what are we going to do?
No, but you can trade a quarter of beef for the pig, probably.
Yeah, you could.
But it'd be cheaper to raise 4 pigs than to raise the cow.
Sure is. My point is, you have currency to make up the difference. So that's all it does. It doesn't even have to be real as long as everybody accepts it. However, in a hyperinflationary state, you have a situation where, let's say Lowe's places an order for lumber in the morning, but by 3 in the afternoon, the price of the lumber went up 40%. Okay. You can't, so, you know, the whole system just implodes. All right, now you say, well, you know, that will never happen. Well, yeah, it does happen. It's happening in Turkey, happened in Venezuela, happened in Zimbabwe, happened in the Weimar Republic. It happens all the time. It's just that it hasn't happened to you yet. It hasn't happened to you. So, the point is, the bottom line, is if you can find some silver, and I'm telling you, around here, you're not going to find a 1-ounce round. I'm not even going to get into the conspiracy theory about them trying to track people. They will take an order as long as they have your phone number and everything. I don't like it. It leaves a paper trail and all that. But you can order it, and in a number of weeks, it is purported to show up. However,
yeah. You're much more against buying silver online than I am. But I understand your point completely. But you can still, just so people know, you will be tracked. There will be records maintained. But you can get your hands on physical silver within 5 days, paying a $3 to $5 an ounce premium. It is out there, Red.
Oh, no, it's out there. And I would suggest this, too. Even though I exhibit a certain amount of paranoia about having the government with their greasy little fingers in my doings, I would rather be tracked and have silver than not be tracked and have none. So I'm suggesting to you people one last situation before, I don't know. I would spend a couple minutes talking about the Mittleiter boot camp, I would suggest you lay your hands on some kind of silver ASAP, because it is widely opined that it is being widely opined that sometime this year it's all going to hit the fan, and I'm getting this from, I've never seen this many sources, including people like Fidelity and other people suggest that it's kind of like game over for fiat and game on for digital currency.
Remember Janet Yellen said just about, I guess it's been 5 years now, said that the dollar has outlived its usefulness. And that was when she was, I think, head of the Fed. She's secretary, head of the Fed. And so she's Secretary of the Treasury now. And
Make no mistake about this. I am under the, I remember, what's his name? The head of the Fed back in the 80s, they raised interest rates 16 times straight and it collapsed the market good. I'm under the impression right now that
but
is exactly what you're going. I'm Greenspan. I'm sure that that's what they're about to do. I would bet a couple $1,000 that they're doing it right now, but they've already got a plan in place. Otherwise, they wouldn't. So this is what Fidelity says about this. We also think there is a very high stakes game theory. Game theory means a situation you can't avoid. That's what game theory means. It means you're involved. We also think there's a very high-stakes game theory at play here whereby Bitcoin adoption increases. The countries that secure some Bitcoin today will be better off competitively than their peers. Therefore, even if countries do not believe in the investment thesis or Bitcoin adoption, they will be forced to acquire Bitcoin as a form of insurance. In other words, even if they don't like it, they don't want to, they're going to do it anyhow because they can't not. In other words, a small cost can be paid today as a hedge against a potentially much larger cost in the future. We therefore wouldn't be surprised to see other sovereign nations acquire Bitcoin in 2022 and perhaps even some central banks. That's Fidelity. That's the big investment firm, Fidelity. So,
I forgot which three countries there were. It was, but I know that there were. I was reading something saying that there were three countries seriously considering making Bitcoin legal tender, like El Salvador did.
Turkey's down talking to Nayib Bukele right now, and you see they're in the middle of a hyperinflation. They're in the middle.
Yes, they are.
He's going to try to solve his problems with Bitcoin, and I believe if he can. If not, Nayib Bukele of El Salvador is as smart as I think he is, I think they'll get it done. Before we take off, I think we've hammered the financials enough to the point where everybody's probably sick and disgusted. With respect to gardening, here we are going right into the spring, and it's going to be hysterical. And not that you guys care, and not that you'll pay for it, but the Food for Everyone Foundation, in other words, the LDS, Latter-day Saints, meaning the Mormons, have put together a mid-lighter boot camp. Now, this is going to cost $500, but and I know you're almost certainly not going to pay it. I also looked on YouTube, and the mid-lighter seminar that they put up there, which basically explains the whole thing in Aces in Space, has been removed mysteriously, and they've decided that, I guess, if you want to see this, you'll pay. You'll have to pay for the content. But I will tell you this, with respect to seed starting, which you're going to do soon, if you're going to do it in flats to get a jump on the weather, good. The planting material, the medium in the flats has got to have some form of content which would be food. In other words, the planting medium should actually involve a certain percentage of compost, like black cow or something. If you just use a sterile planting mix, there's no food. There's no food in the planting mix at all. All it is...
Right. In other words, your seed will sprout and then it's gone.
Well, what it'll do, what it always does to me, it'll sit there and stare at you for 2 weeks, waiting for you to make your move. And so if you've got, some organic component in your seed starting mix, then, there will be a little bit of food there for the seedlings. I would refer to Hollis, H-O-L-L-I-S, H-O-L-L-I-S, Hollis and Nancy's Homestead. He has a video about how to make his potting soil. He is using one part peat moss, one part Miracle-Gro planting potting soil, and then one part black cow. Now, I would, Pro-Mix starting mix, Pro-Mix seed starting mix is sterile. That is to say, it has no food component in it. And it's like $100 for a bale. A bale meaning a cube. Okay, that is just kind of expensive. People like Hollis and people like me, we will make our own seed starting mix. But it does need to have some decent organic component. It can't be completely sterile. And so the seed has everything in it that it needs to pop up and germinate, pop out of the ground, and get a good look at you. But at that point, if there's nothing in the soil, you're going to have problems. It's just going to sit there and sit there and sit there. And if you don't do something, it's going to die. So as I've told you before last year, but not to you folks who are new to this site, you need to give it some kind of food, and I've been giving it Miracle-Gro at the indoor rate, which is really tiny. It's like a teaspoon. All Miracle-Gro comes with a spoon, a big end and a little end. Use a little end in a gallon of water. I think it wouldn't be a tablespoon. It'd be like a teaspoon in a gallon of water, and water your little starts with that about every week, and you'll be fine. Cell size. The size of your cell makes a huge difference. There are flats that have as few as 24 cells, and those are like big. They're like 2 inches by 2 inches. That's a big cell.
Right.
Going all the way down to flats that have like 200 and something cells, and those are little tiny things. I mean, they are like maybe 3/4 square. You know, the thing about, I don't recommend that for you folks. It takes a lot of skill and a lot of finesse to make that work. You've got to water those a couple times a day because they dry out way too fast, and you got to feed the snot out of them too. For you beginners, I suggest larger cells for starts.
All right. Yep. Yep, music. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We don't have time for any more callers, but we appreciate the caller we had.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the final segment of our show. We don't have time for any callers. Rick, your closing thoughts, sir.
Well, next week I think we will just spend a few minutes talking about the Mitleider process. That is to say, if you don't want to spend $500 on boot camp, I will just give you a cook's tour of the situation. It certainly works. Jacob Mitleider won like 11 or 16 patents, and the man just absolutely is a genius when it comes to green plant material photosynthesis. And in the meantime, your seeds, you know, while you can. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And to you, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, cast into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rick. That was most appropriate. And for this
don't forget
day and
to pray,
time,
folks.
Extremely appropriate.
I feel like it.
You know, I was just looking here on Amazon at these food starting trays, Rick. I'm going to call you after the show and get your advice on a couple of things. Not going to discuss it on the air right now, maybe next week. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize for the background noise. Armacaw has decided that today is the day and the time that she is going to scream the entire 2 hours. Nothing I can do about it. We can't put her outside for the show. It's a whole 11 degrees right now. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what it's like for the show. Today it's 35, but it has to be 65 to put her outside. But I do apologize for that. But anyway, folks, please, if you have time, go to ruralsurvival.life. Take a look at some of our products there on the upper left-hand side. We sure would appreciate it. Remember, Lori and I sort of depend on sales to make it. What the VA pays with a family of six here in the house is just not enough. So we could really use your support. Anyway, folks, that's about it for today. We hope everybody has a great week. We're going to be praying for you, so we hope you pray for us, all of us. We could sure use it. Pray for your leaders. Pray for, you know, that they receive guidance from our Father in Heaven to do the right things. And, you know, just be mindful. And also keep your head on a swivel. Pay attention to what's going on around you, you know, in your community, in your state, country, and the world. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say. And believe me, folks, there's a lot of things we need to be forearmed against. I think this year is going to be interesting, to say the least.
It'll be exciting.
Interesting in a good way. All right, folks, that's it for today. Hope everybody has a good week. Above all, get your spiritual house in order. That's it for us. We'll be back same time, same channel next week. Bye-bye.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.